The government was chasing farmers out of the forest reserves, especially those who have planted cocoa in designated forest reserves. So they go with task forces to cut down the cocoa trees. This time around, we want to avoid the situation where they will plant and we will go and cut. So the situation is that we are putting in place a design under the Cocoa Forest Initiative Implementation Plan, such that we will not allow people in the first place to enter the forest to start their farm. The plan will be that those who have their farms already in the forest reserves, maybe through this plan, it's still being discussed. It's not a decision government has taken, but this is a proposal that we are doing, taking best practices from other countries that will give them a time frame, maybe the life cycle of cocoa, maybe 25 years to harvest their cocoa farms, those that have done it already. And the plan is that after that time, we may not allow people to continue to remain in our forest reserves to farm. And then we will designate certain areas as part of the plan. It's a global process that those who are producing cocoa in areas that the nation has designated as forest reserve, those cocoa will not be purchased. We're not going to create market for such products because it's coming from illegal source. Just like we are doing for timber, that we are putting in place a tracking system such that trees coming from illegally sourced timber cannot even enter the European market. That is being done now. We are far advanced in that process. So we want to translate this kind of initiative into the cocoa sector. But this is being done in collaboration with the Cocoa Board. We're going to have a lot of education with the farmers for them to understand. The issue is to prevent people from entering the forest in the first place, not to allow them to continue to stay there and then reduce the size of our forest estate.
You heard the Chief Planning Officer and Policy Coordinator at the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources, Joseph Osiakwain.